The audio tape message, allegedly by al-Qaeda's number two leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri, appeared Friday on a website used by Muslim extremist groups. The message urged Somalis to use guerrilla tactics, including suicide attacks and roadside bombings, against thousands of Ethiopian troops backing up interim government forces in Somalia. Many Somalis in the capital interviewed by VOA acknowledged that Ethiopia is still considered an enemy and their presence is creating tension. But they also lamented al-Zawahiri's call for violence, saying Somalia, which suffered through more than 15 years of factional fighting, does not need any more instability. But a local hardline Islamist, who identifies himself only as Hassan, tells VOA that there are many well-trained members of the militant Shabab group ready to heed al-Qaeda's call. 27-year-old Hassan is a former Shabab member who fought in recent Islamist battles against Ethiopian and government troops. Shabab, whose members are believed to number more than 1,000, was organized earlier this year by Aden Hashi Airo, a top Somali Islamist military commander who had received terrorist training in Afghanistan. Hassan says he probably would not volunteer for suicide missions, but he would do all of the other things he was trained to do, such as constructing and planting roadside bombs and launching hit-and-run attacks. He says he and other members of the Shabab would not stop until all Ethiopians left Somalia. Hassan disputes Somali Interior Minister Hussein Aidid's contention that some 3,500 Islamist fighters are still organized and hiding in Mogadishu, waiting to restart the war. Hassan says when Islamist leaders, including Airo, fled the capital on December 28th, most Islamist fighters simply went back to their clans. Shabab members, who were not part of Airo's inner circle, stayed in Mogadishu and effectively self-dissolved. He says the Shabab no longer meets and has no weapons, but he says if the remaining members here can find another sponsor like Airo, they could become a radical fighting force again very quickly. For 2 weeks in late December, Christian-led Ethiopia provided troops and massive firepower in defense of the country's UN-backed interim government against Islamist forces. Several senior Islamist leaders, who are believed to have ties with al-Qaeda and other terrorist organizations, were chased out of their strongholds and are now hiding near Somalia's border with Kenya. On Friday, Ethiopian and government troops battled at least 600 Islamist militiamen in the area, while U.S. Navy warships patrolled the coast to keep militants from fleeing by sea. Alicia Rubio, VOA News, Mogadishu.